CityTalk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. CityTalk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
Hello, it's Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. I'm Duncan. Toby is here, and it's a welcome return to Laura Harms, who was missed last week.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Would you like
or should I say guten Abend?
Well, we'll talk about your trip to Berlin a little bit later on. Would you like the honour of doing the usual spiel that we normally open
up?
I messed it up last time.
Toby cocked it up last week. He couldn't even string a sentence together.
You know, when you've been on holiday and you can't remember how to do anything in work.
Yeah.
I will do. I'll try.
Go on.
This is Bloke Talk.
Yeah. Weekend.
Oh, it's the weekend, or it might not be the weekend.
Yeah, if you're downloading it off the podcast.
Yes.
I know, it's painful, isn't it? It can't just be me.
And Duncan's here, Toby is here, and I'm here.
Welcome return to Laura Harms, who out of 10 now, I think about 2, compared to Toby's measly 1 last
week.
So welcome back. Good to have you here. You went to Berlin. We'll talk about that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
First we take Manhattan, then
we're not
Berlin.
Doing the show in German. You do know that.
Well, I only know a few words anyway, so...
Did you learn any German when you went away to Berlin?
No, I...
You have replaced me, though, in Berlin, haven't you?
What do you
mean? You've replaced me in
Berlin. Oh, yeah, I made a German friend called Toby.
We'll talk about that later, because I'm interested in that. We'll also talk about moustaches, maybe. We'll also talk about... we'll talk about who's joining our online gang, because, of course, we're multi-platformed.
Facebook, Bebo, MySpace, and Twitter.
We've got some people on there. Your dad's now on the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society page.
Are you worried about that?
Rick sent me a threatening message.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. Is your dad used to threatening behaviour? Is it a Cornish thing?
Not as far as I know. He's not actually Cornish.
Oh, right.
But... No, I don't think it was meant. Yeah. I don't think it was meant seriously. No, just keep your hands off.
I took it in jest.
Keep your paws off my mum. if she's sending messages, what can you do?
I like the idea that someone's just tuned in and just heard Laura going, "Keep your paws off my mum." I like that thought. But the overriding question, the thing that we all want the answer to, in the last 7 days, Toby has had his legs waxed. And you came into the office during the week wearing a pair of baggy shorts.
Yeah.
You had some sandals on.
Flip-flops. Sandals.
And your legs looked like freshly plucked chickens. Do you want to tell us the background to this?
Yeah,
they're all red and pimply, like they're all being plucked, the feathers are gone.
It wasn't beautiful, was it? And my feet.
Are you wearing shorts?
I was.
Because
I then went into town afterwards to Vox people to find out what
explain what that means to people.
Vox is when you go through town and you know when you listen to the news and you hear suddenly sort of 4 people very quickly giving their opinion on a story. Yeah. That's what a Vox is.
Who needs a media course when you have Toby on Bloke Talk?
Exactly.
So you went out of a microphone, a City Talk microphone, and you asked people. What did you say to them? You said, "Look at my legs."
I asked the girls what they go through to beautify themselves in general.
Yeah.
And then I said to them, and in honour of the work that you do to make yourself look beautiful for us gentlemen of Merseyside, I have been trying to find out what you have to go through and the pain and the suffering by having my legs waxed. What do you think?
Did you get any phone numbers?
Funnily enough, Pee-Pee was actually with me at the time.
Pee-Pee is your girlfriend. Now, did she go with you to the leg waxing?
Yeah.
Did she hold your hand? Did she hold your little paw?
No, she went for a good laugh.
Did she?
she was filming it. If you want to see me having my legs waxed, it's on the Facebook Bloke Talk Appreciation Society.
Okay, if you're not online and you're not part of Facebook and you're desperate to know what happened with Toby, what we can do is play you a little bit. The quality's a little bit iffy because, of course, was it done on a phone?
This was just a phone video.
It was filmed on a mobile phone, but ladies and gentlemen, here on Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9, Toby went and had his legs waxed for a journalistic project.
Yeah.
It sounded like this.
So the final bit now. We're on to the last bit of the leg. How am I doing, Louise?
You're doing fine.
Louise was a woman doing it. Doing the wax.
I'm going to see
you as a regular. Ow!
Any more?
I think I'll see you next week for your
tan. See, I thought it was almost like I can say this because it's been cleared. It was a bit of a Max Mosley thing going on there. If you were listening to that in an isolated scenario, you'd be thinking, Toby, what on earth were you doing?
Well, you can see what she means. But shall I show you my leg?
Yeah. Oh.
You can see what she means by needing the tan, can't you?
Yeah.
Underneath what I have quite thick hair on my legs normally.
Yeah.
There's no sun been able to get through there for years.
Right.
So I've got rather white legs.
What's interesting is we speculated last week on Bloke Talk that the woman that might be doing it might have tattoos up her arms and some quite hefty upper arm muscles. What was it Louise?
Louise,
what was Louise like?
Very pretty young lady.
Oh. That must have eased the pain a little bit.
A little bit.
But of course, with Pee-Pee there, your girlfriend, a bit difficult.
She was filming and laughing, me squealing and screaming.
Toby, do you appreciate now what women have to go through to look beautiful?
Well, funnily enough, before I went, and even on Bloke Talk last week, everyone was saying to me, this is going to kill, you're going to... Like, the pain wasn't nice, wasn't pleasant. I would give it a sort of 8 out of 10 for pain.
Really?
But actually, having got it done, if I was the sort of person that liked the results,
right.
I wouldn't go... You know, the results aren't worth the pain.
Right.
I would do it.
So what are you saying? You
it.
Like having waxed legs?
No, I'm saying if I liked the results, then I wouldn't go, oh, but I can't stand the pain, so I won't do it. So as a girl, I think, you know, clearly girls want to have it done, then they shouldn't moan about it.
But it is painful.
A bit painful, yeah.
Was there any element you enjoyed?
No.
Not in a kind of pseudo-erotic way?
No, definitely not.
No?
No.
Would you have it done again?
No.
If you go onto Facebook and get involved in the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, you can actually see footage of Toby having his legs waxed.
And keep listening to City Talk for the documentary within which this leg waxing appears, and you'll hear a lot more and some more embarrassing moments.
I've got to say, I think, because I was in the office when you came back in and I looked at your legs and it was like, they looked sore. They looked sore. And I said to you, I patted you on the back and I said, you are courageous. Because I wouldn't have it done.
Would you have your back sack and crack done next?
We discussed this last week.
Oh,
I think
sorry.
Is that not? You weren't here. You're not to know. Would you have it done too?
No.
Not in the
doesn't need doing.
Interest of journalism.
too much info.
You can watch the footage, exclusive video. Toby gets a leg wax. It's online, on Facebook, it's on MySpace and our Bebo page.
Oh, it's on the lot. Right.
It's on the lot.
Not on Twitter, though. You can't do that kind of thing on Twitter, can you?
Oh,
it's the simplicity of Twitter that makes it such a success, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the producer of my weekday show stuck us on Twitter because we thought we'd jump on the bandwagon.
Mm.
And I'm very bad at remembering to turn it on in the studio. That's Twitter. And sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. Sometimes when I do, people send me quite funny messages.
Didn't he hijack your account once?
He did that when I was on holiday, yeah. Yeah, I've got a Noel Edmonds and Stephen Fry following the Duncan Bark show on Twitter.
Excellent.
Which is all a bit... Stephen Fry might remove. Because I'm bored of all of these pretentious Twitterings that keep appearing. I've just had rhubarb for my pudding. It's like, go away. Right, other stuff I can tell you about. On Facebook, we've got to mention someone who's not only... On Facebook, we got a postcard from him as well. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Or should we save the postcard for the international chunk of Bloke Talk when we talk about Berlin? Let's do the postcard.
The international section.
From the Pacific Rim a little bit later on in the show.
Pacific Rim?
When we talk about Berlin.
I like
the Pacific Rim. Other stuff we need to know regarding online stuff. This is also from Facebook and the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. Have you spelled this correctly? There's two N's here. Is it supposed to be Jane or Jan? Mute producer Jane. Jane Hulley. Jane Hulley.
Hi, Jane.
Who, chances are, could be listening right now to Bloke Talk.
Hi, Jane.
Jane Hulley.
At the moment she's listening, of course, she's definitely
listening.
Well,
she listens
right
every
now.
Saturday night. Do you want to know what she does? Do you want to have a punt on what Jane Hulley does while she's
Jane
listening
Hulley
to Bloke Talk
like
on a Saturday evening?
She sounds like a beautician.
I'll give you a clue. There's an activity she does every Saturday whilst listening to Bloke Talk.
Watches Britain's Got Talent.
No, you wouldn't do that and listen to the radio at the same time, would you?
Well, you would. We're the talent.
Mm. What do you think Jane Hulley does every Saturday night? She's doing something whilst listening to Bloke Talk.
Ironing.
Not ironing.
Driving.
Driving, correct.
Driving.
Jane Hulley drives every Saturday night listening to Bloke Talk. She drives to Neston to speak.
Excellent.
We don't know why.
Must be for work.
Pick up someone from the airport.
She never hears the end of the show as it takes her 50 minutes. Now, You could start.
Leave a bit later.
Yeah, you could start. Let's say, if you're listening to this on Saturday night,
Jane. Slower.
Start
drive
10
slower,
minutes past
Jane.
8. You get to hear the show at 9. Because yeah. There's no point listening after 9, because there's nothing worth listening to.
I know, but then she'd miss the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but what would you reckon? What is the best thing to miss? It's like, would you rather miss the first 10 minutes or the last
recently,
10 minutes?
The first 10 minutes have been me or Laura messing up the intro.
Yeah.
So I would say probably you'd rather listen to the last 10 minutes than the first 10 minutes.
Are we still in the first 10 minutes? She might have missed her mention if she...
That is... Well, no, yeah. She misses the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, right.
But in future, she might... Ooh,
well, hang on, no, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, Toby.
Listen, Jane, you just need to drive slower and listen to the whole show.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, if you cared about us that much, you would do.
Less likely to get speeding tickets that way and all sorts.
Yeah. Jane Hulley, listening in her car right now. It's a Saturday evening and you're listening to this whilst driving from Neston to speak.
I want to know why she does that journey every week.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
50 minutes.
Unless she starts working at 9 o'clock and therefore has to be in at 10 to 9, in which case we wouldn't want to encourage her to be late for work, would we?
That's true.
I'm intrigued now. I wonder, I mean, you know, driving on it, it's got to be a shift that clocks on.
Must be.
Maybe she works at the airport.
Yeah?
I think so.
But lives in Neston.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I was just making the point.
No,
Neston.
I know. I'm just saying that's
the way you say it.
Neston. Oh. Neston. On the Wirral. Neston. Anyway, Jane Hulley, nice to know you there. And thank you for listening. And I hope your journey's going well and all of that kind of jazz.
Well, did she actually say something?
No, it's just she said she keeps missing the last bit of the show. Because
maybe
it takes her 15
next
minutes.
Week we what? Should do the last 10 minutes first.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. How do you make that work?
I don't know, but we can try.
So, we've done your leg waxing.
Yeah.
And you can go and have a look at the footage.
I was hoping that I might get
Appreciation Society, Facebook, Bebo and the other thing.
I was hoping one of you might want to touch it, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, let's have a look then.
To see what you think. It's a week on now. It's
still very smooth.
I've already
touched it. It's disgusting.
Have a feel, then.
What's Pete? I don't really want to strike your leg.
Go on, have a feel.
What's Pee-Pee's taken all of this? You know, your other half, does she like you with smooth legs?
She
brushes up against them?
She hasn't really seen them since the day it was done. I don't think she would choose for me to have them.
Why not?
Because
she's avoiding you since you've had them done.
Well, she's
not thinking you're less of a man?
Probably. But she's also not been that well, and I've managed to get myself a bit of a throat and stuff as well. So we haven't been able to see each other very much, because when we've not been being ill, we've been working.
Is it swine flu?
Quite probably.
We should talk about
certainly
swine flu.
I'm a swine.
Well, don't stop breathing on me then if you've got swine flu.
Come on, Duncan.
There's something.
I bet you they're smoother than any woman's legs you've ever touched.
I bet you they're not.
Have a feel. See what you think.
I don't know.
Has it started growing back yet, Toby?
If you go against the grain, you can just about begin to feel it a bit, but not really. But
still got the stubble phase to go.
With
that's
the grain,
the worst bit.
It's very smooth. Beautiful. Go on, have a feel.
No, you've
just
got,
touch
you've,
it,
you've
don't
got a, you've got a sock mark
well,
there.
So?
Just above your ankle.
Can I just
your
point
socks
out which socks
been...
I'm wearing for you all today?
Oh.
Plain black socks.
Good.
No novelty. Go on, Doug.
I'm not sure I want to touch your legs.
Go on.
It's just a bit strange.
Give him a little bit
go
of
on.
Stroke.
I'm not going to stroke him.
Just a finger down.
Go on.
I'd rather eat one of those scorpions covered in chocolate than touch his
go on.
Stubbly legs. You
honestly,
touch him first.
I'll touch him.
Yeah, well, you've touched bits of him before.
It feels like a woman's leg.
It's very smooth,
or
isn't
a child.
It? Polly did say that they were actually smoother than hers normally once she has it done. She was quite jealous. Go on, Dunk.
Oh, that is quite smooth, isn't it?
You just reveal your girlfriend's name, then.
Well, she's been revealed before. It's fine.
Dear old Pee-Pee.
Yeah.
Polly Poppet.
Yeah.
Well done on the legs. That's great. The video
footage
is on Facebook, the other place, and the place after that. I've lost my list. Where's
Bebo,
it gone? Facebook, MySpace, and Bebo. And go and have a look at it and comment on it. Maybe grade Toby on how much of a brave man he is for having his legs waxed. Because I'll tell you what, a lot of men I know simply wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, so I think you're brave.
I did ask them about how often they do men in there.
Yeah.
And she said, mainly we get men that have been dead to do it.
Is that what it is?
To bet. She did say that.
That's
she
great.
Was like, why don't you like bet something that's more useful, like, you know, do your back or something?
But that's good, because it's reaffirmed my belief in blokeism, the fact that still bets are going on across Merseyside. You lost the bet, go and get your legs waxed.
Very
I like
much
that.
So.
Right, we'll come back in a few moments' time. And Jane Hulley, hope you're listening still on your journey from Neston to Speak. What have we got in line for you? Berlin.
Big time.
International section in general.
A missive from the Pacific Rim.
I'm very excited about
Might talk about moustaches as well.
Got to talk about moustaches.
Toby's here. Laura's back from her trip to Berlin, and I'm Duncan, and this is Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk. My God, who's that? I must just explain, we got a studio here, and what happens in the evenings here at the City Radio Tower, as it appears, we make a few quid on the side. We do tours of the tower, and if you log on to our website, citytalk.fm, you can find out how to do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're sitting here doing a radio show, looking out the studio window and where the corridor is, and all and sundry walk past. Yeah. What was that?
Do you know what? I've left my bag out there.
That was a caveman.
That was...
Can I go and get my handbag?
My car keys are out there somewhere.
What? He's not going to steal your wallet. And
yeah,
if he does, you'll be able to see his tracks in the concrete.
He still thinks the currency in his country is groats. I mean, I wouldn't worry about that too
much. Yeah, he's wearing a sack.
That was weird, wasn't it? Is it just a tour for one person?
There's a few others around there. I've just been down that corridor. There's a few others.
Really?
They're probably keeping
their distance.
Because what I find during the week is we're doing my mid-morning show, and we have a lot of school trips, and like all of these like nine-year-olds start peering through the window.
Yeah.
Strawberry Williams in there. And it's just kind of like, go away.
No, it's Duncan Barks.
I pulled a blind.
That must be such a disappointment to
but that was just
they sometimes start crying when they see you.
I do. I shout abuse at them. They can't hear me because it's soundproofed.
I feel better for it. What? Come for one of the tours on a night like this when it's a nice sunny evening and very clear. It's worth doing, isn't it?
You went to Berlin.
Yeah.
But why Berlin? Why did you decide? Because one moment you were here doing Bloke Talk, did you mention you were going to Berlin before you went to Berlin?
I think I just slipped off quietly.
You slipped off. You slipped away. Why did you end up deciding on Berlin for your destination?
Me and Dave have always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
Obviously, a great city with an amazing history, probably more history than any other city in Europe, really, in terms of recent stuff.
But the most important thing, did you buy me a bit of the Berlin Wall?
No, I did buy myself one, though.
Oh, they still got bits for sale?
Yeah.
Well...
haven't they all been sold yet?
Bits.
Okay, so I bought it for €10, and it's probably the size of a playing card.
Where did you buy it from?
I bought it from a shop which has been set up at the East Side Gallery, which is one of the remaining parts
Not West Side.
It's the East Side Gallery. It's one of the remaining parts of the Berlin Wall, and it's all murals and graffiti on it.
Yeah.
And this man had set up a shop there, and he sold various things like posters and postcards, but he also sold chunks of the Berlin Wall.
How do you know?
Loads of massive ones, right, on this wall that weren't for sale.
Did you get a certificate of authenticity with it?
You get, with it, a postcard with a picture of him collecting bits of the Berlin Wall. It's obviously been taken 20 years ago when it came down.
You're such a mug.
He looks dead 80s in this picture, though, so you can tell it was taken at the time. And do you think it's not genuine? I was going to bring it in. I forgot. I'll bring it in next week. Do you think it's just a piece of concrete?
There's been a lot of people go to that place in the last 20 years.
I know, but do you know how big the wall was?
Yeah, but...
do you know how many people have bought bits of it?
Exactly.
It was very long.
Probably not many, because most have got a bit more sense than Laura.
Do you know what? I do believe him, and I think that the Germans are an honorary bunch of people.
No one is suggesting otherwise.
Honorable bunch of people.
Yeah.
Honorary would mean they're not real, wouldn't it? Yes. So I believe him.
What are you going to use your bit for?
Just got it on display.
Paperweight?
A piece of history.
Talking point.
Is it going to go next to Dog Baby?
Oh, I didn't really want you to mention that.
Oh, sorry.
Dog Baby is a toy that I own. It's a dog with a baby's head.
Uh-huh. Is that a talking point as well?
It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in your life.
A pet, what shall we say.
So we come around your flat, which you share with that strange woman who works here.
Oh, yeah, the strange
one,
yeah.
And it's like, can I get you a drink? Yeah. Let me show you a bit of my wall from Berlin.
Yeah.
Nice, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had
a bit of Dog Baby.
Enough of the Dog Baby. It sounds just weird.
You haven't
seen
it. Bring in Dog Baby.
I'm uncomfortable.
We can put a photo of it on Facebook if you want. I've got loads.
So what else did you do in Berlin?
Loads of photos.
I sampled beer with cola. A big tall glass of
beer
with cola mixed in.
It's got a name, hasn't it?
Cola beer.
Yes, it has.
It was yummy, really refreshing.
Must have taken a while in the marketing meeting for that one. With... What should we call it? We call it collar beer. Yay!
And there was other beers you could try. They add red stuff and green stuff to this beer that they have in Berlin.
Cordial?
It's well famous because it was in the guidebook. You can either have red or green beer.
Is this a guidebook you bought from the same man who sold you beer at the wall?
No, it's a credible guidebook.
Yeah.
And so we tried the red and the green beer as well.
Yeah.
We also...
What, did they have flavours or was it just colouring?
Yeah, they're flavours. They're like sweet flavours. The red one's like raspberry and the green one's
mint. Did you try any German sausage?
Yes, we did. We had Currywurst, which is the Berlin speciality, in curry sauce. But the best... What?
How does that work?
It's yummy.
I didn't know.
Sausage in curry sauce.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not become a speciality in Liverpool.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah. Not curry sauce like the curry sauce you'd have in Liverpool. It's different.
Why is it different?
Well, I can't describe the flavour. You just have to try it.
Okay.
Get
you, international lady. You'll just have to try it.
Yeah, that's what we eat. Cola beer and currywurst. You wouldn't understand, really. Yeah.
What else did you do in Berlin?
Obviously, we did lots of historical and interesting things. But can I just tell you about this place we went to?
Yeah.
It was...
Berlin.
A restaurant where you eat in the dark.
What?
You eat in the pitch black.
Not run by the same bloke who sold you a bit of the wall.
No. And so you go in there and... Stop laughing at me.
Did you have to eat
the food's
popcorn?
Terrible. How do your door?
It's really good. It was really an incredible experience.
How did you know what to order?
Well, this is the thing. You don't know what you're ordering.
I'm fascinated by this.
Point at something.
You have five set menus, right? And you know roughly what's going to be in them because one of them is vegetarian.
Yeah.
Poultry, fish, red meat, and chef special.
All right, spool this back for a second. How did you find about the restaurant where you eat in the dark?
We just saw an advert for it on a poster.
And it said what?
It said Dunkel Restaurant, the dark restaurant.
Yeah.
Germany's only place where you can eat in the dark.
Well, that's a bit of a lie, because most restaurants you can eat in the dark if you kill the power switch.
It said, smell, hear, taste, Germany's dark restaurant,
right.
Something like
so
that.
So you rolled up on this place, and just paint us the picture.
Well, you go into a normal room first, and they say, which menu would you like?
Yeah.
And it's all kind of cryptic clues, like... Two aquatic bedfellows making love on a sea of flowers and all this kind
of
thing.
What was that?
A witch's cauldron. Well, you don't know until afterwards.
Was that a couple of prawns on the lettuce leaf?
Yeah, well, something like that.
Right.
So you chose.
And a bit of the Berlin
so I
wall.
Chose the poultry menu and Dave had the fish, right?
Yeah.
Then you get assigned a waiter or a waitress who looks after you and they're all blind, the waiters and waitresses, because the idea of it is that you know what it's like to be blind.
Oh, now Toby and I feel bad for mocking your restaurant in the dark. You could have told us at the beginning.
I don't feel bad.
No, I didn't know. You ambushed us on that. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so we had a lady called Angela. She led us in. Dave had to put both his hands on her shoulders and I put my hands on his shoulders. She led us into...
Like the locomotion.
Yeah, a bit like that.
Did you do
that? She led us in and I'm not joking, it was the pitchest... Pitchest black?
The
blackest pitch.
No, it wasn't the blackest pitch, no.
Did you do the conga as you were walking in?
No.
It was the darkest room you'd ever been into.
It was the darkest dark you've ever been in.
How did they do it without, like, presumably there was a door for you to walk in through?
You just go through a passageway and it gradually gets darker.
Ah.
You had to turn off your mobile phones.
Yeah.
You had to take out, they confiscated any watches that could light up or anything like that, which you wouldn't have liked.
Not the bloke who sold you a bit of the wall confiscated.
And then
you could not
see anything. We were in there for 2.5 hours and you'd think that you'd acclimatise a bit and you'd be able to see.
Well, you do normally, don't you?
Was the last hour and a half...
It was really, really
was
black.
The last hour and a half of that trying to get out?
No, because Angela helps you. So whenever we finished a course or if we want another drink or anything, we just go, Angela, and she'd come over and help you.
But it was totally pitch black.
Was it Angela?
Totally pitch black. And you could hear all the other diners. There must have been like 50 people in there. You can hear them all chatting around you, but you have no idea what the layout is or how close they are
right.
to you.
Right, so answer me some really obvious questions here. You sit down at a table, and you're groping, I presume, for your fork and your knife and stuff.
Yeah, Angela shows you where it is. She goes, here's your knife, here's your fork, and so you know roughly.
How do you... Did you end up with, like, your shirt or your blouse covered in food? How does it work?
Yeah, well...
You didn't have soup, did you?
Yeah, we had a soup course.
Did you get a straw for that
also
one?
Had, my main course had had some meat, but it also had a sort of a spaghetti next to it as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get this spaghetti on my foot.
And you can't see a thing?
You can't
Nothing
see.
Nothing at all?
You can't see anything.
Did that freak you out?
Brilliant.
It was so weird.
Did it freak you out, though?
Really, really weird. Well, I wasn't going to tell you this bit, but I may as well. At one point, me and Dave had a tiny argument. and I burst into tears in the pitch black. It's because my emotions were all over the place because it was so strange. And I said to him, because he said, he basically drank my drink without me knowing. And I was angry because he always finishes
That's
my drink.
How did you know it was him?
Well, I don't know. It could have been someone else. But
yeah, you could have predictably targeted your boyfriend with your displeasure and it could have been a bloke next door been swigging your German lager.
No,
Coke.
Yeah, no,
I was angry with him for finishing my drink, and then I said something to him, and
he said... Did he admit it?
Yeah.
What a fool!
Could have got away with anything in there.
Any self-respect. Yeah, you actually,
can you
now there's a thought.
Can you stop touching my leg? What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Imagine starting a fight in there because someone else had been touching you.
Anyway, I only cried for 5 minutes, yeah. But the rest of it was good. I dropped my fork on the floor at one point,
yeah.
And I was scrabbling around trying to find it. I couldn't even find this fork, so I had to shout Angela. And you think that you've got stuff on you as well. You think that it's easy to eat with a knife and fork, but when you're trying to get pasta on your fork,
yeah.
You think you've got a yeah. fork full. You put it in your mouth and there's nothing on there. Just like metal.
Did you find, I mean, obviously you said you could hear other people talking in the room, but, you know, your other senses must have been heightened because that's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
So obviously your hearing becomes more sensitive, and also I'm guessing your nose as well. Did the food kind of like take on this new kind of?
Yeah, it was really good. It made you appreciate it more. Yeah.
How
Did
many
it
courses?
Taste stronger.
Four
courses, which were soup,
a sort of a salad-y course, then soup, yeah. And then your main course,
your spaghetti thingy,
and then your pudding, which yeah. mine was some kind of pancakes with ice cream and fruit and all this kind
of. But you
thing.
Don't know, do you?
Well, no, you find out when Angela leads you out at the end of the night,
yeah.
They reveal what you ate.
Okay. And you drank what? German beer?
No, we actually drank
cola. Laura didn't drink anything.
You drank cola.
Because it was
Her
a very, for
cola.
Us, it was a very expensive restaurant. It was over 100 quid.
You sure it wasn't run by this bloke who sold you a bit of the wall?
Yeah, which is quite a lot for us, that. But we got a 25% discount with these special
passes. It's only about
passes we had,
quarter of your bloke talk fee, of course.
Oh, of course.
And what's the thinking behind this restaurant where you eat in the pitch black, then?
Well, we thought it was just a bit of fun, but when we realised all the staff were blind,
yeah.
We actually thought, that's quite...
How did you
on a
find
bit of a
out
deeper...
they were blind? Did they just tell you?
Yeah, they told us when we came in. So it actually was really, I was going to say an eye-opener, but it was really interesting to see what it would be like to be in that position.
I want to go. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. And I was thinking, anyway, do you want to join me in this business venture? We could open one in Liverpool.
I'm there.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. I am genuinely intrigued by that because I didn't know anything like that existed.
I know.
Though I'm struggling now.
They've got,
whether
they've
or
got
not I'd pay the money to go to one.
I'd want
to
do it.
Would you?
It's really worthwhile. Yeah, it is worthwhile.
And anything else in Berlin whilst we finish off the international chunk of bloke talk?
Oh, we made friends with these two lads. One was American and one was German.
Yeah.
Called Mike and Toby.
How did you make friends with Mike and Toby?
We went on a tour of a former Stasi prison.
Nice.
And we didn't realise the tour was 3 hours all in German. So we latched onto this American guy and we were nudging him and getting us to tell us what the tour guide said. So
yeah, yeah.
Then we just got chatting.
Can
to
I just oh, point someone, out that oh, at the end of this, I got a text message from Laura going, I've just made a new friend called Toby. He's better than you. Sorry.
At the end of the day, I think you can only have one Toby.
I think
in your
you're
life.
Right. I don't want too many Tobys in your life.
You know so how, he's my know, Toby.
You know
now.
How
Sorry.
A couple of weeks ago we did that thing with names and what people were like with their names? Was he the same?
Mm.
Was he?
Mm.
Was she right with our name then?
Mm.
That's weird.
This tour of this prison, is this the one where they take you down into the horrible cells and the dungeons and the torture rooms?
Yeah.
See, I don't understand why people would pay money for that. What was that like?
It was interesting.
Not spooky.
Well, it was quite spooky.
Mm.
But people pay money to do that sort of thing all the time, don't they? You can go into, is it Auschwitz?
Yeah, you can go
and do the tour and it's like... Mm. You can sort of see why you wouldn't want to, but equally, it's an important part of history that we shouldn't forget about.
I think you're right. Right, Berlin, would you go back?
Definitely.
Would you recommend it?
Big time.
If people listening to this wanted to go to Berlin, there's one thing you say you must go and do this, what would it be?
Eat in the dark restaurant.
I knew you were going to say that.
But don't buy a bit of the Berlin Wall from that man.
We'll conclude the international chunk of bloke talk here on the Voice of Liverpool City Talk 105.9. We have listeners around the world.
Really?
We know we have listeners around the United Kingdom, but we have listeners around the world. In fact, what I might do is just tease. I might come back to this in a few moments' time. But if you are listening to this and you listen to it via, I'm just trying to think, you probably won't listen to it live. I would have thought you listen to it downloading it onto your MP3, iPod thing, whatever. We've got someone here, and I'm going to reveal it all when we come back in a few moments' time. But if you are a downloading kind of listener, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't care where you are. If you're around the UK outside of northwest England, send us a postcard.
Yeah,
please.
Right? Because I think we should start something here. And if you're listening elsewhere in the world, send us a postcard. The address is Bloke Talk, City Talk 105.9, St John's Beacon, 1 Houghton Street. Houghton.
Oh, okay.
Liverpool, L1, 1RL. Yeah, go on.
H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Number 1, Houghton Street, Houghton. Liverpool, L1, 1RL, United Kingdom, Bloke Talk, City Talk, 105.9, St John's Beacon, and then the address. Because I think I'd be fascinated to know, because I like postcards.
Be good if we could get a postcard of the place that they come from.
I should have sent one from Berlin.
Yeah, you could have written it in your dark restaurant. We'll come back in a few moments' time because I've got something here from Adrian Richardson, a postcard. He describes himself as an exiled Scouser. We'll do that in a few moments' time here on Bloke Talk.
This is a man's world!
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing.
I'm a little bit disappointed because I'm looking out our studio window and there's been no other weird people walk by, which is a bit of a shame.
It was perfect timing.
It was perfect timing. Laura's here, back from Berlin, a visit from the dark restaurant. Toby is here and I'm Duncan and it's Bloke Talk. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for downloading it. And Jane Hulley, I reckon 10 minutes away from her destination.
Yeah, she's close.
Driving Neston to speak.
I hope speaks lovely this evening.
Yeah, will we? International listeners to Bloke Talk.
I'm really
or
excited about this.
I've got a postcard here. I got so excited with this. I rarely get stuff here. Do you two get post much here at City Talk?
No, I never get it.
Not at all.
I sometimes get your book, because people who run kind of like publishing people send books. They go, talk about this on the radio. Sometimes I go, that's interesting. Most times I stick it in the box under the desk and like, you know.
Marked. Jumble sale.
No, I don't know. That would be wrong.
You could give it to Laura for next time she goes to a car boot sale. Mm. And she could sell them as a job lot for 65p.
Yeah, problem is that this little thing on the back says promotional copy not for sale. I guess sometimes I get books, sometimes I get complaints, a little bit of hate mail. I've never had a postcard since I've been here.
Have you ever had proper hate mail?
Yeah.
Like, what sort of things have you had?
There's some mad death old threats. Ladies. I can't talk about this.
On.
There's someone in North Wales who sends me something written on foolscap paper using green ink.
Right.
Okay. I've had
what
a couple
sort of things.
Oh, just rambling on like you shouldn't be on the radio. I don't like you, which I can deal
Do
with.
They have
but
any
after
reason
you've read about
like
four
you.
Pages of it,
four pages. Of
well,
that.
To me, it's very simple. It's just like don't listen.
It's like lines. Do you remember when you were at school and you had to write lines?
I get that.
I don't like Mr. Barnes. Yeah.
Duncan,
I don't
have you ever
like
had
Mr.
any
saucy
fan mail?
No, no
Only
saucy
from your
fan mail.
Well, that's the sauciest it got. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, no, I don't get any saucy fan mail. My favourite bit of hate mail, since you asked, was this. You know those shorthand pads.
I love the way
pads.
You've got a favourite bit of hate mail. You know,
that's how much of it he's got.
You know those shorthand pads, okay?
Yeah.
And they're sort of like so your notebooks. It's a notebook, isn't it? A notebook. Someone wrote something like, "I listened to your show today. I didn't like it, and I shall never be listening to you again." And there's some illegible scribble. And then what they did is they just kind of like ripped off a little bit of paper. So it's like they'd saved this bottom bit of notepad. And I just thought, how interesting. You know, you dislike me that much, you couldn't actually spend a whole bit of notepad paper to tell me how much you ripped a little bit.
But it was probably that they
wrote on the top and used the bottom bit as a shopping list.
They were probably so angry that there's that so quite satisfying moment where you rip it off and only half of it came away and they thought, that'll do. Anyway. That's all he can have.
Anyway, I got excited about the postcard and I like getting postcards. We mentioned before the break how you can send us postcards if you are one of our listeners who downloads the show around the UK or around the world. Well, this one, my first ever postcard I've received here, is from Adrian Richardson.
Hi, Adrian.
He's an exiled Scouser in... Look at that. Look at that skyline.
I can't see it. Can you pass it over?
Have a look
at that. It's Hong Kong.
Ooh.
Isn't that all right? Hong Kong.
That's pretty.
Well, their skylines aren't pretty, are they? Let's be honest.
It's quite impressive.
Impressive is a good word. What, do you want to read it out, Laura? Do you want to read out the...
Yeah, I'll read it out.
That would be useful.
It says, please... Please mention my old mate Craig Lucas. The one who fancies Laura. A big daft Scouser who drives trains. He always listens to your show and has got me to do the same here in Hong Kong via podcast.
Hey.
Keeps me in touch with my Scouse bloke roots. Take it easy, Adrian Richardson, exiled Scouser.
What, three Southerners on the radio keeps him in touch with his Scouse roots?
Yeah, I think the general feeling's there, though, isn't
it? Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was great. I love the fact that I just get so blown away by technology, and I love the fact now that someone, you know, our ramblings on a Saturday night that sometimes get repeated Sunday afternoons when there's no footy, and people now can download using technology, that someone on the other side of the planet makes that decision with a couple of mouse clicks to download it and they drop us a postcard.
And I was going to say, not only that, the fact that they're clearly a very modern person able to do the podcasting, but still decided the old-fashioned postcard is the way forward.
Do you know what we need
to
get?
Have you seen the stamp? Even the stamp's impressive. $3 it cost. Red-whiskered bulbul.
You know, Susan Boyle's become like a YouTube hit.
Or the Britain's Got Talent thing.
Yeah, Susan Boyle.
The woman who's got a bit of Dennis Healy's
about
her.
What we need is
her.
To get like a celeb to pick up on bloke talk and say how it's the best thing since sliced breads.
Yeah.
You know, like Demi Moore did with Susan Boyle.
What did Demi Moore do to Susan Boyle?
She said she was a massive fan.
Is that what you...
And then
really?
Everyone in America picked up on it, like Jay Leno and Oprah and everyone.
But that's a bit sad. I'm fed up with that. I think it's cringeworthy.
Bloke talk on Twitter and get like Stephen Fry or someone to like big up bloke talk.
Yeah.
Could become massive.
Somewhere on the telly, somewhere on a national TV programme, QI.
Yeah.
You can talk about bloke talk on QI.
Yeah.
I don't want that exposure for bloke talk.
Why not?
Well, I do.
I want bloke talk to remain kind of a little bit underground.
Like a club.
A little bit rough around the edges. A little bit kind of...
Yeah, you haven't got my vision, have you?
No, clearly. What is your vision?
I don't really know.
You basically want bloke talk to keep its moustache, don't you?
I like to think of bloke talk as a kind of like a slightly illegal drinking den that lives just off a side street somewhere in a part of the city you wouldn't normally go, down four or five stone steps to a door where you've got to have a secret knock. Okay? And you go in there... Yeah, that's a secret knock. And this fella lets you in. He goes, come in. And you go, there's a little bar. And he says, what do you want to drink? That's how I think of bloke talk. Well, you want to turn it into a... You want to turn it into a chain pub.
Yeah, I want to turn it into a corporation, right, and make loads of money, become really famous. And they'll be selling dolls in the shops of Duncan, Laura and Toby.
What's the matter with
you? Yeah, a little Duncan doll. And you press its tummy and it
Wouldn't
goes,
be.
It's bloke talk on City Talk 105.9. and then Toby's doll would have like waxed legs.
and then my
dog would just moan all the time. What it would do was moan.
You'd squeeze its tummy and it'll go, meh.
Is that what I do?
You'd squeeze its tummy and go, meh. Laura, we're going to go and do bloke talk, meh.
Don't want to.
We'll make my food, meh.
And then a bit
Don't
of German. Somewhere in there.
Or maybe an animal noise for
maybe
me.
Maybe an animal noise.
a little woof,
basically, we've decided there are several varieties of Laura doll. It would appear.
Yeah.
Duncan would have to have several as well. Duncan would moan about some sort of food challenge, I think.
We haven't done any food challenge. We didn't do it last week, did we?
No, we didn't do it last week.
Claire was here, and we haven't done it this week.
Well, Laura, you were going to do a taste test, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, Laura, you forgot.
Next week.
Yeah, you got this vision to make bloke talk this dominating worldwide brand, and you can't even be bothered to take your turn.
That's part of the beauty, though, isn't it? That's part of the beauty of bloke talk. Yeah. You just don't know what you're going to get whenever you hear it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might expect a taste test.
Claire was doing it last week. You know, Claire does a travel on City Talk. It's all right, don't get jealous.
What are you going to say about that? She was so good.
No, she said,
you're so bad.
I didn't say that.
Go on, tell me.
Ooh. Like the green-eyed monster just reared
its
head.
She did tell us about her underwear, in fairness.
Say it right, no. Do you know what annoyed me? The fact that Toby, as soon as I touched down from Berlin, beep, 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 beep. Are you listening to Bloke Talk? Not have you had a nice... The show was amazing without you. It's so good. What about what? Have you had a nice time on holiday?
You just sent me a text telling me that I'd been replaced.
Right. I see you're getting your own back. Yeah,
no, the only comment I was going to make before you got a little bit insecure, if you don't mind me saying so, was the fact that Claire said, she said, I can't believe that it's not slickly produced, yet it sounds like you know what you're doing. And
did
I just
really
went, yeah. Well, she was comparing it to other shows she's been involved in. And we were just like, yeah. It's organic is how we see Bloke Talk. It's organic.
And free range.
Yeah. Right, so, Adrian Richardson, thanks for your postcard. I've decided anyone who listens to Bloke Talk and enjoys it, can you send us a postcard? I want postcards. I don't care where you are.
Get at least one for next week.
I want five.
Well, I want seven.
I don't care where you are. I want postcards. It doesn't matter if you're here in Liverpool. Send us a postcard. Let's get some postcards on the go.
Can I request that one of them is actually addressed to me? Because I'd like some sort of, Bloke Talk, but with my name on it.
Toby wants a postcard with his name on it,
please.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We'll give the address out in a second. I want a postcard which is one of those saucy seaside ones. Maybe if you're listening to this in Southport, you could get me one of those. You know, those kind of like cartoon drawings of a buxom woman with her breasts spilling out of her top. And she's like going, she's, hear me out. No, it's tradition. You know,
why would you want that? You've got me in front of you.
Good point. Well made.
But, you know,
and you've got this caricature of a woman. She's in a greengrocer's and the greengrocer's man saying, you don't get much for those for the pound. Hey, I want a postcard like that. What do you want, Laura?
I'd like one with a picture of a bird on it.
God.
We've got a bird on this one, on the stamp, a bauble.
Yeah, it's a bauble. Anyway, postcards, please. If you listen to Bloke Talk, either live
or
download it. Send us your postcards. I want postcards and I want a rude one as well.
I'd like a sunset on mine.
We don't ask for much, do we?
Claire was fine last week, but she's, you know, Claire and you are very
She's
different.
No Laura, is she?
She's no Laura.
That's true.
Yeah.
She's Claire.
She's Claire. You know, we have someone who works on City Talk 105.9 who is a Liverpool legend.
Yes.
Which not a football one? Player. I'm talking about TV legend.
Who's yes. that?
Jimmy.
Oh, him, yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
Dean Sullivan is on City Talk 105.9 Monday through until Friday, 1 through until 4 in the afternoon.
Used to be on Brookside, apparently.
He was in the first ever scene, wasn't he? In the closing scene of Brookie.
Yeah.
I remember it to this day. I was watching it, Channel 4, and he painted the D on the end of Brookside Close, and it said Brookside Closed.
Very
it
clever.
Was an emotional moment for many people. Dean Sullivan, who works here, has started growing a moustache.
I did notice that.
No,
have you
he
noticed
hasn't.
His tash? Did you not notice today?
No.
I noticed it for the first time today.
Is that genuinely what he's doing?
Yeah, now, I did want to have a conversation with him today and say, look, if you carry on growing that, you're going to look like a Mexican. In this current climate, not a good thing to do. But I didn't get the opportunity. However, I'm just wondering about blokes and moustaches. What? You're right.
What? Do you know what? They're actually, I can tell you right now, they're coming back into fashion.
Well, I've got an article here.
Do you think that's why he's doing it?
I've seen loads in Heat magazine.
Ah, who's got them in Heat magazine? Because you're the
quite a few actors. There was a... I can't even think which actors they are now. You put me on the spot. Yeah. But it was showing about five different Hollywood actors who've recently grown moustaches.
I've got a piece here. What a moustache says about a man's profession. A lot can be said by a man's moustache, and it seems certain professions have their own. Oh. Bear with me on this. For some, it can be a small handlebar. That's a kind of moustache. and for others, it could be a bushy chevron.
Oh, what?
I thought they were the things they painted on the tarmac on the road that you've got to keep two apart from the car in front. Or was that a chevron? The bottom line, however, is that the hair on a man's upper lip can rightfully be understood as a window into his soul.
Oh,
the following is a list of the most notable moustaches and noteworthy stereotypes from the industries that championed each tash. You ready for this?
Go on.
Okay,
on.
You're going to have to describe the pictures because I've got pictures here. Private investigator. Magnum, Tom Selleck.
Yes.
Yes. Baseball player.
Oh, my God.
Some bloke, I don't
He's
know.
He's got, like, a lump underneath his mouth as well, hasn't he? Like...
In the greater part of the 20th century, facial hair was discouraged in professional baseball, but by the early 1970s, the Kansas City Oakland A's... I wonder what the A stood for. ...had brought the look back with such notables as Joe Rudy, Reggie Jackson, and, of course, Rollie Fingers. What a great name for a baseball player.
Rollie Fingers.
Ever since, it is not uncommon for dominating players to rock a bit of lip hair. mostly pictures.
Yeah.
There you go, look at that.
He looks like something out of the 70s, doesn't he? He could be a porn star from the 70s.
Well, he is from the 70s. That's what he just read out.
Professions and moustaches, artistic people. Painter, Salvador Dali. Look at that, that's a tash, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the kind of tash you want. Bit of wax on the end so you
that's
can kind
ridiculous.
Of like tash it up. What?
That's, you couldn't imagine anyone in real life going and looking like that, could
apparently
you?
It's called them the spaghetti moustache as well. The tips of this type of tash can also be used as
why
brushes.
Why is there a bird next to him?
Don't know.
Because he's artistic.
I see.
We have to be careful about this, but moustaches and their professions, dictator. Obvious one is Adolf Hitler. He had a moustache. This one is Robert Mugabe. Look, he's got a little shrub underneath his nose.
Good point. And that, Saddam
is
Hussein.
That, is that the, yeah. the dictator moustache? There's just a little bit, yeah. a little square underneath your nose. Mm. Is that what that is? Is that...
It's known as the toothbrush moustache. G.G. Allin, the super weird shock rocker that loved to do unspeakable things on stage. Look at that. It's a weird kind of.
Who
like,
is he?
It's like a tash that's been grown, and he shaved a bit in the middle, so he's only got it on either side of his lip.
Wow.
That's weird. I'll tell you who's got a moustache, who I met recently. So Trevor McDonald.
Ah, yes.
Were
he
you
came
proud
in here.
To
he had
meet
a little bit of hair on the top lip. What?
Were you proud to meet him?
Yeah, so Trev's a legend.
He is.
McDonald's.
He is. I was quite jealous.
Biker moustache.
He had to be there, didn't
who's
he?
Who's that?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta love that moustache.
What else have we
you
got here?
You could cling on
blonde
to that.
One.
Could hold on to that, couldn't you?
The martial arts enthusiast has a moustache. The most important aspect of this tash is that it is grown from the upper lip in a downward direction. So it's kind of like a boomerang just below yes. your nose. The distinction between this and the handlebar. With that mentioned, it is no surprise that the moustache is typically only worn by individuals with tons of dedication, the same type of dedication typically employed by martial arts experts. Bottom line here is, if you've got a tash, it needs a lot of kind of like attention, doesn't it?
It does. Mm. It does.
Got to trim
have you ever
it,
had
you know.
One, Duncan?
I grew one once for a month for a charity thing. It was something about, it was a male cancer charity, and yeah. they asked men to grow a moustache. I hated it. I started, do you know what I started doing?
I can't
doing?
Imagine it would suit
I started plucking it after about 10 days because oh. it itched like hell. And my moustache, because I've got really weird hair at the moment, it went a little bit blonde with a little bit ginger and it had flecks of grey in it. And I was looking at this thing on my lip, I thought, this
like
is just
rainbow.
Wrong.
So I was, on I your was, upper lip.
And what I was doing is gently, I was just gently cutting bits of it because it was itching so much. I hated it.
And have then you had one, Toby?
No.
I think it would suit you.
Yeah, don't you'd get away with it. You would get away with
why?
It.
Why?
Hey, you would. You
do you think,
hair.
Honestly, would you ever go out with a man with a moustache or kiss a man with a moustache?
Yes.
Have you ever kissed a man with a moustache?
No.
Hmm. Have you?
But they haven't been in fashion.
Not this week.
They haven't been in fashion, really,
they're
have they, for the last 20
fashion.
Years?
I can't
they're
believe.
They're getting back in vogue.
I can't believe.
They must be getting
happen.
Back
think
in
about
vogue
it.
Because
Dean Sullivan,
Dean
the most
Sullivan's
stylish
got one.
Man in the tower.
Yeah.
Really?
You need to copy him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
I think
he's got his finger on the pulse.
Than he is.
He's diplomats throughout the course of history have had moustaches. There's a picture of a diplomat there.
Who's
that? I don't know.
It's a diplomat.
We talked about porn stars for a big chunk of what, the 70s?
Yeah.
Porn stars.
Oh, that's Ron Jeremy and Liesl.
Enough. The director moustache is similar to the eccentric moustache, but is reserved specifically for connoisseurs of film. One popular theory regarding this moustache stems from a story about Waters wanting to replicate the elegance and grace of Orson Welles' early work through facial hair management. I don't think we want to do that. Apparently, TV newscasters throughout the 70s went through a phase of wearing moustaches.
Like Anchorman.
That's exactly who that was.
Was it?
Yeah.
There's a kind of moustache, now look at that, called the Walrus moustache.
Oh, my God, that's gigantic.
You wouldn't want to bump into that in your pitch-black restaurant, would you?
I don't know, it'd be quite soft.
The Walrus moustache.
It doesn't look like a walrus.
Not going to do that one. Not going to do that one. What's the final one there? The Rock God moustache, which makes a lot of sense, from George Harrison to Frank Zappa.
Yes.
If you're a rock god, you've got to have a tash. Would you do the tash thing, Tobe?
No.
Never? Not no. tempted? You must be tempted to
not
unless,
you can't
not
say
unless you
never.
Promise me my shave at the end of it.
Oh, we can do that Turkish
It's
shave.
Never going to happen. I've well, given up on yeah. you. You don't
rubbish
keep your promises.
Organisation. Yeah. I think you should give it a try at least once.
No.
Because then how can you talk about not liking unless you've done it?
I just don't like it on other
make
people
Make up
enough.
For what you've done for your legs. Your body's thinking my legs have been plucked. It needs to make up for the lack of hair somewhere. Get a tash on the go. Ask Polly. She might like a little bit of...
I think you should grow a full-on beard and tash.
Yeah. No.
Please.
No.
What if would you do it if I did it?
No.
Well.
By the way, have you had your hair cut yet or not?
No, still haven't had it cut. No. I was going to I've had a couple of days off, but I wasn't that well and stayed in bed mainly for them, so I haven't
had a basically
chance. Life is such a trial and tribulation for you, isn't it? And on that note, we'll wrap up Bloke Talk. Laura, nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you for the story about the dark restaurant in Berlin.
I'm going to go to that.
Toby's going to go to Berlin. And I've been Duncan. This has been Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen, and log on to The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.